Stinking kid stories. They do this thing. Each week we've done this, we've seen that they really do this great job of taking otherwise complicated ideas and making them simple, right? They make them accessible to us. Last week we talked about the different, there were two values that our story last week hit on. This week there are two as well, and I just want a quick straw poll from the audience. Can you, those of you who know, and those of you who have forgotten, remember we have those little bookmarks in the back to kind of remind you eternally of what our values are. Which of our values, which of the five values that we have as our core values here at Northgate, do you think this story most speaks to? This is tough. Nobody likes the pop quizzes, right? Being known. Man, well done, Bride. Yes. That was Leanne, everybody. Being known, we define that as experiencing your place in Christ's family where you can belong, engage, and serve. And the most haunting line in this book is when little Joshua is excited to go on the journey to the new valley, and it says he took his place on the edge of the flock. These are the stinking lines that make the pastor bawl. We do this thing in society, in culture, where everybody has a place, right? And you, either that's assigned or you discover it, but for poor Joshua, his place, the place that he knew belonged to him, wasn't in the middle of the flock, it was on the outside. It was on the edge, it was on the margin. That's where Joshua belongs. And I think that's just heartbreaking, right? Because we see this in our own lives too, right? I don't know about you, but when I was a little kid, man, there were all kinds of times I was an outsider. Now, like, adults are a little nicer than kids, right? At least on the surface. But poor Joshua, oh man, we missed a couple things. Poor Joshua, just knowing his place on the edge of the community kind of tells us something, right? Josh, the thing that he wants most is to be like the other lambs, right? He wants to be able to run and frolic. Have you seen those videos that have only become popular like in the last 4 years? Did anybody know that goats were cute 5 years ago? No. But baby goats are now the cutest thing on the planet because they just dance and they like fall over. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, do yourself a favor this Advent and download some baby goat videos. This is sort of what he wants, right? It's to just be like everybody else. And we do this thing in culture where we kind of undervalue the things that make us unique. We want to be just like everybody else. We don't want to highlight our differences. And this is especially true with kids. I remember it was about sixth grade that I stopped just answering all the questions in school. I was that annoying kid where Mrs. G-Wax would say, anybody know 2 plus 2? 4. Anybody know 3 plus 3? 6. I'm so glad I got this right. But I was that kid who just always had the answer. And then about, you know, puberty, you start to realize that's impacting your status with other people. Nobody wants to hear you just talk all the time. And so I started to downplay, like I wouldn't answer questions that I knew the answer to because it wasn't cool anymore to be the smart kid. We do this thing where the things that make us unique, the things that make us different, we try to poo-poo those in honor of being able to just fit in with these carbon copies of other sheep. And the thing that happens is if we don't do that, if we don't downplay the things that make us unique, we champion, I think, the wrong things, right? Maybe we go the other way and we say, look how smart I am. Look how hardworking I am. Look how attractive I am. Look how tall I am. Look how, fill in the blank, successful I am. And there's this really powerful moment in Scripture, in the Beatitudes, where Jesus says, yeah, that's just not that impressive to me. Matthew 5, he says this, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Oops, I'm sorry. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. If you are the tough guy who never lets your emotions out, and you don't mourn, it's really difficult for people to comfort you. It's really difficult for you to experience the comfort of the Lord because you don't need it. You're tough. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. None of this is self-aggrandizing, right? None of this is look at me. If you were to write your resume, you would not put on it things like poor in spirit, right? You wouldn't brag about how meek you are or how mournful you are. If we're going to brag, we brag about other things. The things that I'm going to argue Jesus isn't really that impressed with. Whenever I read these, the Beatitudes, the beginning, this is the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, I get an image like this. Gentle, delicate, helpless, maybe hopeless, adorable, right? I heard at least one person go, aw. Why? None of this is the stuff that we brag about. None of this, the stuff that's in this picture of this little itty-bitty bird. I don't know if the bird's alive or not. I can't tell. I'm really hoping it is. But there's something just fragile and delicate in this, in the hand of this person who I just assume is providing care. And that is kind of what I think Jesus wants us to be. Delicate, reliant on him for provision. Not ourselves, not pointing to the things that we've accomplished, but being able to just rest peacefully in the hand of not an angry God, but a loving God who wants to cherish us and walk around and show everybody this delicate little thing that he loves. That bird has done nothing to earn the love and care that, again, I'm reading into this image, that the love and care that this person who's taking it, he's done nothing to earn it. But the person loves the little birdie because it needs to. That little birdie needs to be cared for. And the person who's caring for it is eager to do it. We also have this fascinating thing that Jesus does, and we read about this in Philippians. This is for you Greek friends out there. It's called kenosis. Do we know the word kenosis? This is the emptying out that we read about in Philippians 2. Have this in mind among yourselves, and that is the fact that Jesus has come, and he's not boasting in those things. It says, which is yours in Christ, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped.